subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
All right, so here's your you want to feel old fact of the day.
All right.
It was 9 years ago that the video hit the internets and went viral of the college girl sitting in the library doing dirty things in front of the camera. They called her Library Girl. It went viral. You don't remember that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
Mm-mm. Well, I surely don't, but I saw the story. I figured that I would act like I was in the know.
I don't recall that at all.
But anyway, she was at Oregon State University Library, and she ended up getting an indecent exposure charge off of that. And then she went on to have a career in the adult film industry. Her name's Kendra Sutherland. I'm sorry. Sunderland, Kendra Sunderland.
So that's what she ended up doing for a living.
Yeah. And she was busted for drugs in Texas, booked into the county jail, and then was released. So she shot to fame in 2015 after filming a 31-minute webcam performance inside Oregon State University's Valley Library. The video, which found its way to the internet, showed Sutherland exposing her breasts and touching and licking herself.
Hmm.
While Sunderland had attended Oregon State, she was not currently a registered for classes when she used the library's Wi-Fi connection to broadcast the webcam performance via her laptop. Over the following years, Sunderland's adult film career has blossomed and her social media accounts exploded. Millions of followers. She even has a signature model fleshlight thing.
Oh, wow.
One of those male masturbatory aids.
You know you've made it when they do that for you.
It's like an Oscar.
Yeah, I think so.
In a recent Instagram post, Sunderland noted the 9th anniversary of the Library Girl video. She calls it, quote, "The day my life changed forever. Thank you to everyone who participated in getting me this far. I love you all."
Hmm.
According to her Wikipedia page, she was expelled. The university later expelled her and banned her from campus. She pleaded guilty, paid over $1,000 in fines, and her parents stopped paying her tuition once. It says her parents stopped paying her tuition once she dropped out of school. Okay, so I'm a little confused by that.
I guess they mean if she went back to school, they didn't pay it.
Yeah. It does have a list of her accomplishments and awards that she has received, and she's gotten quite a few.
She is the upper echelon of adult entertainers?
I don't know. Well, she won a lot of awards from 2016, 2017, 2018, and then didn't win another one again until 2024.
Whoa.
So, for whatever that's worth.
She's like Mickey Rourke. Mm-hmm. Was hot for a while, then went away, then came back. Yeah. Started winning awards again.
Yeah, John Travolta the same way.
John Travolta.
She moved to Los Angeles to have a professional career in pornography. She won a fan award for nicest, let's say breasts.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. they use a different word that begins with a T.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the official name of the award.
Tata.
Yeah. That was at the inaugural Pornhub Awards in 2018, for which rapper Kanye West made sweatshirt merchandise to offer them some legitimacy, I guess, you know.
Well. So I wonder what her relationship is now with her parents.
I would be curious to know.
I'm sure it's great.
Did you see that she just got busted recently for felony of a controlled substance thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the
That was what the story was?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was doing other work. I'm sorry. I just Googled her.
Yeah.
I had to Google her, though.
Sure. Can't blame you there. $1,000 and you get caught diddling yourself in the library?
Mm-hmm. not just caught. But you got caught and then put it out to millions of people.
Yeah. It's pretty minor, I mean, in the whole scheme of things.
Yeah. Well, it is Oregon, you know, they're pretty liberal.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm surprised they didn't give her the key to the city in Oregon.
Yeah. Man.
Is that like the typical cost of those kinds of things? I thought it would be way more.
No. I did too. First offense, I think you're all right.
What is it again? Especially in Oregon. Exposure? Is that it?
Public and, yeah.
Public indecency or whatever. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, now let's say she didn't go into the full, you know, pornography world, professional pornography after that. Let's just say that was a one-time thing she did because she was going through a wild phase. You meet her and then you meet up with her later.
Yeah.
And you look, you know, you're like on your third or fourth date and... you really like her and you're like, something is bothering me. You look so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. I guess, you know, pretty common looking. And then finally she goes, okay, well, look, you're going to need to know this sooner or later. But I'm the library girl from the internet. Where does that take the relationship?
I could eventually get over if I was into her. But if she went on to win the best, you know, T awards and was gotten into porn, that's a difficult pill to swallow.
Yeah, I can understand that.
If that's her only thing like that, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, Riggins, if everything was cool about her, you liked her, y'all got along well, everything was great.
Yeah.
And you liked what you knew so far of her morals and her beliefs and all that kind of stuff. You'd be like, I can work around that. Everybody has a moment.
You are not your past.
That's right. Yeah. You are not one moment. One act does not define you.
No. All the
it was a 30-minute act.
It was
that went viral.
It was 30 moments all together.
It was a live stream. It was a live stream.
But it was one bad decision. It was one decision.
I'm like, what the hell were you doing in the library though?
I think I'd be more forgiving of that, the act, than the fact that she's from Oregon.
Oh my God!
You'd hold that against
her. Yeah.
An Oregon public library. I mean, TJ would just die.
Well, it was on a university campus.
Ugh. Even worse.
Yeah. It's not helping. Sitting amongst all those copies of the manifesto.
We only carry one book. Yeah, that's crazy. Is she pretty? I don't even know who
she's
that is.
Okay. Well, Rob Jugled her. What do you think, Rob? Oh,
she's attractive.
Is she?
Hell yeah, dude.
She's got blonde hair.
Okay, all right. Good for her.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd like her, Riggins. She's not fat enough.
She's not fat enough.
I always tell Riggins what kind of girls he likes, whether he does or not. You like big girls, don't you?
You say it privately and publicly.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. get the show, plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts, like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show, plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts, anytime, every day.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.